Behold, the dwelling of God is with men. He will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself will be with them. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today, we celebrate All Saints' Day, a traditional Catholic holy day, which is for those who have entered heaven. This tradition can be tracked from the age of the early Christian church. At that time, the church was widely persecuted by the Roman Empire. A lot of saints were martyred for the Lord. Because there are so many of them, along with the saints in the Old Testament, it is not possible to commemorate them one by one. This solemn holy day is dedicated to the saints of the church. From today's lessons, we can see that many righteous people and the saints were afflicted, and their labors were made light even to the point that their lives were sacrificed. However, the vision that St. John got in the book of Revelation gives more comfort and hope rather than suffering. Each Christian has an authentic life in the world, experiencing the different pain in their own life. We might lose our courage to continue. We might give up. We might even feel we are the most miserable one in the whole world. However, can we see the difference of the saints with us? That our God is actually living with us and dwelling within us. He is sitting in our shoes, experiencing everything with us and for us, which includes our joy, our pain. God himself will wipe away every tear from our eyes. He is willing to embrace us, walking with us through the long, dark night. The secular world may see us differently. They said, "This is the man whom we once held in derision and made a byword of reproach. We thought that his life was meanness and that his end was without honor." Indeed, if for this life only we have hoped in Christ, we are of all people most to be pitied. However, the hope that God gives is not futile. The new heaven and the new earth is a tangible reality, just as the promise that God gives the saints. This is our hope that drives each saint to sacrifice, even to the point of bleeding and death. Because the attitude of Christian towards death is not only deeply inseparable from Jesus Christ's suffering and the resurrection, but also is rooted from the person's personal experiencing in life based on the scripture's promise. Just as the great cloud of witness that surround us, each and every saint is actually an ordinary person, just like you and me. Today, are we willing to imitate their examples and become a saint? Behold, the dwelling of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself will be with them. The dwelling of God is the incarnated Christ. Am I willing to accept the advent of the new heaven and the new earth in my own life? Am I willing to build up the new heaven and the new earth in my community through me? As our lives develop, our tears wiped by God, but have we seen the tears of others? Are we willing to wipe their tears? There are many thoughts and religions in this world which appear good and attractive, teaching some good moral instructions, giving some kind of comfort. Somehow, it is like an umbrella in a raining day, providing peace, support, motivation, and comfort. However, our Christian faith is different from it. God himself comes, becomes one of us, and dwells with us, not only facing the same storm with us, but lifting us above the storm, where we can find the sunlight beyond the dark cloud. Amen.